Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This shelly you, pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matty Ice. He is Vish. She's Melissa. It's March Madness. Melissa, how are we feeling?
More free basketball this evening. I love it. The Oakland NC State game went to OT, and Oregon and Creighton are in OT currently. So Matt might be a little distracted. What's going on, Vish? How's it going?
Good, good. We went a whole day without bad Canes news, so I'm pumped up now. It's been a while. It's been a while since we survived 24 hours without something horrible happening. So
I think we should ask.
Although, I guess Matt, I should shout out to the baseball team for actually doing something horrible today. So that's, yeah.
Matt, how are you doing? I know you're a big fan of Jack Golke. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's okay. I had the over on 9.5 points on Prize Picks. He went over, got me some money. So
shout out to our sponsor.
Went out with a bang.
sort of sponsor. They're now banned in Florida, so it's, you know, but if
not here.
Only one of the three of us is actually in Florida.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say the majority of our viewers though are in from the Sunshine State. With that said,
Bill is not in Florida.
With that said, Max, check out Matt's Twitter.
If you're in a basement in California like me, you can do Prize Picks. So have at it.
And check out Matt's Twitter for tips as he tweets them out.
Yeah. The little parlay did not hit today.
Baycott
went over, and I think I got my money back, and that was about it. But so, I mean, you didn't lose money at least, but, you know.
Shout out to Danbury, who, as Melissa and I suspect, is probably not even here anymore. But anyway, shout out to him anyway.
Shouts out.
Also, it's been a busy we haven't been together as a group since the post game, or I guess the season wrap for the men.
We haven't done a pod together for the past week, yeah.
Yeah, 10 days. It was last Wednesday. Canes got eliminated on Tuesday. We did a show together.
I mean, the last two
season up, and a few things have happened since then.
The last two shows me and Vish did were very depressing.
Yeah.
I will say though, shout out to Matt's
friend. Is Matt's screen frozen?
I think he's frozen. Matt has the Creighton Oregon game on, and it's going back.
No, but he switched it to his phone. Well, we've definitely lost Matt, and he's stone faced. He's
stoic.
Shout out
to Matt's friends that were on the pod on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely.
They did their March Madness special. His friend Brendan actually called Jack Golke going off, which was kind of hilarious.
Matt is now officially gone. I just, like, for the record, I had not booed him out of the stream. He froze and exited.
Oregon just turned the ball over, and they're down one with a minute and a half left in OT. So
Carlos Sainz just passed Max Verstappen on the second lap here. It's the Formula One race kicks off. Watch hitting the apex on Tuesday.
Ooh, Creighton's up three.
Well, let's look who's decided to return.
Oh, man.
What's up, man?
Wi-Fi's killing me right now.
Because you're watching the game. Like, I'm following the game cast right now.
Oh, I don't have it on.
Oregon's giving the game away.
Buckets takes priority, so.
Kane's Cat's Heat is watching.
He's watching the Formula One race. That's what he's talking about. Beautiful pass, not basketball related. It was a good overtake around the outside. Shout to Carlito. He got fired, but still
Matt,
doing the show.
In case you miss it, I shouted out both of your friends that were on Buckets this week, especially your guy Brendan that called the Jack Volpe insanity before it happened.
Yeah, no, I got to give it to him. I mean, he knows his stuff. He watches even more games than I do. He watches all the mid-major tournaments. Mm-hmm. Super, super well-versed with basketball. He's actually a high school basketball coach, too. I told you guys he created his own offense. He did like a fast tempo Princeton offense. So he's one of the best basketball minds, you know, I've been around. So it was cool to have him on and for you guys to meet him and Tommy. But yeah.
Okay, so talking about F1.
Wait, no, it's gone. It's blown up.
The beginning of Buckets is a mess.
We got to do Buckets. Oh, man, it's on fire. Yes, Vish, someone else is going to win a race.
Vish, focus.
I can't, man. We've been waiting a year for someone else to actually win a freaking race, and his engine just blown up. Stuff happened. All right, I'm focused. I'm locked in. Let's go Portal,
we can gift that later.
Portal.
Let's talk about Portal? Let's talk about the one guy that everybody on Buckets is talking about, Matt.
Is it everyone or is it just me? It's just me.
I've talked about him.
Yeah, I mean, me and Vish talked about him last episode too, and I will gladly talk about him more.
Do we want to start Portal or start existing whatever's left? Because I think the Portal is defined by what's left on the team, right?
Okay. Well, I mean, we can.
There hasn't been any movement, but I guess so. Just to quick recap, who's left on the team is Nigel. Right as of now.
As of now.
Yeah, Nigel, Wooga, Keyshawn, Matthew,
Norchad.
That's your starting five right now. If we had to roll a ball out there and play, and then Jobe off
and
the
then
bench.
The incoming freshman, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, and then Jaleel.
Austin and Isaiah.
Which I sent Melissa, man. There was a nasty dunk alley-oop that Isaiah caught in the high school playoffs. It was crazy, speaking of him. But
yeah, me and Matt have a nice little DM on Instagram going, which is basically just us sending each other sports reels.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing is on fire. Anyway.
Creighton is making their free throws to keep this a three-point game. 28 seconds left.
There we go.
Oh, Oregon just made a three. Dang, it's tied. Oh 18.
God. It's going to be like the greatest. Is Buckets going to end before the game ends? Matt, I only have
the game cast on. I'm not even watching the actual game.
So do I. Well, I have F1 on the TV in here.
I have major FOMO when it comes to college bat. Like, my phone's at 50. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to turn the volume off. Got to have it here on the side.
You need a tech upgrade in general, man. I got to help you out here.
Oh, it's, yeah. I got to plug my laptop directly into my Wi-Fi extender, I think. I think that's the thing I need to do. I don't know.
How old is your laptop, though?
It's not that old. It's like 2-3 years old.
It's borderline. It's marginal.
Oh, really?
We'll talk.
Oh, dang.
You might need some help. I don't know if it's because I don't know if it's your Wi-Fi or the rent. You're locking up again. I think it's your Wi-Fi. Because you turned your phone on and it started messing with your computer because they're sharing bandwidth.
I don't have my Wi-Fi connected to, or I don't have my phone connected to
Wi-Fi. Oh, you're just going straight up?
I'm going straight up cell data. Yeah, that's how we're doing it right now. Too important. Can't miss out on it. But yeah, no. I mean, so do we want to talk about, so you mentioned everyone's still on roster, right? Do we want to talk about any
You are constantly freezing up, man.
Go ahead.
No, I mean,
I'm sorry. Fix it. I don't know what to do.
You can't not talk on the show. It's like, so I don't know what to do either. We're not doing the show without you, so tell your Wi-Fi to suck it up.
Double overtime.
Oh my god.
Matt's dying.
Are we
Oh Jesus.
Midnight one of the best was a relatively safe
prospect. We probably should have done 12:30 buckets.
No, it was a relatively safe bet given that the game should have ended like 20 to 30 minutes before the show started, and instead
what's up, Nate?
Shout out to Nate.
Okay, I'm not gonna say anything. I won't follow the game cast. But if Matt's watching it, I have to also.
I mean, the game cast is always quicker though, too.
Yeah.
No, it's way quicker. Anyway, yeah, so maybe we'll pivot to, all right, so out of that, I know we've kind of done this before, but who do we think will actually still be here?
Okay.
Because then we have to start, that's where you start. And then we talk portal and like plugging the gaps in, right?
Yeah, well, I think for sure Nigel, I mean, obviously, I think Joe Bay is going to still say.
But that's not a... Besides basket. The one troll that's trolling my Twitter account, he's not a starter.
Yeah, he has basket very high IQ though, so I don't understand what your problem is. He should clearly be the starter, all ACC first team preseason for sure, based on what we saw. I mean, how could you deny that?
Yeah. I feel like Cleveland, Keyshawn can kind of go either way, right? I think that Keyshawn's more likely gone though than Cleveland, but I think there's a good chance Cleveland's even gone.
I think and then Norchad, the most confident that Nigel's staying out of the bunch.
Yeah, but now I'm leaning towards I think Norchad's leaving, to be honest.
It's rumors I've really been hearing. Yeah.
To me, it's not the rumors. If you look at who we're attacking in the portal,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not guys that Norchad's going to play next to. It's direct replacements. And it's multiple of them, so
unless we're really trying to just go completely the other direction and play two bigs, which we've done before under Coach L. He pivoted a small ball like 4 years ago. Before then, it was always multiple bigs, a lot of pick and roll, completely different offense than the motion stuff we're running now. So maybe he wants to get a big next to Norchad and play them both. I don't know. But the guys we're attacking the portal, these are starters. These are not depth pieces. They're starters that play next to the rim on the block and occupy the same space on the court that Norchad currently does.
Yeah.
So
I'm also hearing a lot of, I mean, obviously it's all speculation and rumors that he's leaving. So.
Yeah. I mean, fishing for an offer, and, you know, there's a lot of steps. His leaving in the portal will involve a lot of financial considerations. So, you know, that's going to be a complicated process. So I wouldn't, anyone definitively like, oh yeah, he's leaving. Eye roll. Contracts are complicated.
Do we think that L's looking for another big to put next to Norchad? Cause we've been pretty adamant that that's not going to work.
Well, again, it depends on it does not work the way we were trying. It depends
who you're looking at.
Yeah.
But like the guys that we offered, like Deshaun Jackson, who I looked at from Charlotte, and the guy from Rutgers, I think maybe the guy from Rutgers, even though he does post up a lot, I think he could play next to Norchad, but it would be we'd be playing a lot different than we have the past few years. But yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. He might leave, but anyone definitively talking is pulling shit out their ass so they can say they're right later in case they're right.
Yeah.
And if they're not, they'll pretend it never happened. I mean, that's
what we're also at. Too, like, I mean, it could just be, I mean, we still don't know his decision. Coach L just, I mean, you gotta still build this team.
I will say, like, you know, Coach L in his press conference, I guess that was this week. Yeah, that was Monday. It's been a crazy week, but that was Monday, I think, of this week. I mean, his comment was, we need bigs. And that's certainly where they've attacked. Matt, when you freeze up, Are you still able to hear us, or is it like totally like just locked
up? It lags for a few seconds, so don't assume I can.
Okay. All right. Well, what I was saying is, well, let me pause and wait for him to come back to life here.
It freezes every time somebody makes a basket. Creighton's up six. They just hit back-to-back threes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, Matt's blinking to show signs of life. So he did say he was going to attack bigs because I think he thinks either way he's going to need big men. He'll figure it out, I think, is what we're going with here. And, you know, you could play Norchet as a non-stretch four. Like, if he's taking – because his mid-range game is actually pretty damn good. Like free throw line extended is pretty good. It's – when he backs all
which
the way
to three. We didn't see as much as last year.
Right, because he tried to shoot threes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand that's probably the – at his height, that's probably the feedback he got from the NBA scouts is, hey, you need to show range. He doesn't have range. His three-point shooting is pretty atrocious. And certainly not the shots you want him taking. And maybe, you know, if he's coming back and he plays a more traditional four where, you know, you kind of play inside the three-point line and, you know, hitting mid-range and he can attack off the dribble for sure from there and post up sometimes, that you can play next to a traditional big. The reason we were saying you could not play two bigs is the way Norman was playing this year, like that wasn't going to work. It would be a change to the offense, but it wouldn't be an unprecedented change in terms of what Coach L has been doing since he got here. We played two bigs for a lot of the time he was here.
Just more recently, we've been like the last couple, 2-3 years, we've
because even if you recall, like when, like, you know, we had Kamari Murphy there, that he was an inside the arc four, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was kind of the type. Kenny Kaji is the only one we had that would kind of step out beyond the line. Even he played a lot inside too.
He did everything.
It wasn't like we haven't really been playing the small stuff that long. So I wouldn't necessarily rule out us trying to go a little bit bigger, especially if he thinks he can, you know, if you get Wooga or Matthew or Keyshawn back, they're all best suited to play the three. So you're thinking maybe I can get one of them back, get a big, get
Hey, one out of the floor. Three, I would take it.
Yeah, because you can then you have a starting small forward, get Norchet at the four, get a big. Jaleel and Nigel's your backcourt. That's pretty damn good.
That's like best case scenario.
Yeah.
And worst case, let's say Norchad leaves, you've at least got a big. So, I mean, there's flexibility here. Of course. Oh, see, we got to clip this. Everyone note the time. 18:07 into the stream. I was actually, I swear to God, I was trying to share this And then, like, he commented again, it scrolled up, so I clicked on the bottom message, which was now Vicious Right. But, you know, you gotta go with it. Sometimes, you know, the universe is telling you things. But yeah, Sam ideally would have been more towards the perimeter. Yeah, no, we need that too. And I think we're attacking, we'll attack that in the portal as well. We have a lot of actually people that right now still left that should be playing small forward. And obviously Jahlil is going to start at the two. So it's, yeah, and hopefully Nigel at the one. Then you got something.
Yeah, we'll see. Over under on 2.5 of the remaining start, the five starters returning.
Matt?
Over under returning? Wait,
yeah, sorry. Yeah, two and a half.
2.5.
Is this game almost over so Matt can... It's 81-72, man. Just focus on the show.
No, I'm not even watching it.
I saw you lock it on Montana, Montana State, when it was like 2-0, man. I know that look.
No,
that's an important rivalry, okay?
This it's still like being very sketchy. That's why okay. It's like
I think you're okay now,
I though. Think yeah, no, I know. Right now I am, but we'll see what happens. I'm gonna go under. You said 2.5, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go under.
Same. Under.
Yeah.
All right. 2.5. Probably under. All right. So who's staying then? Or who's leaving?
Nigel's staying and then one other person.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I thought we said...
If we're lucky.
Wait, I thought we said... Wait. Is it staying or leaving?
Numbers. Over under 2.5 staying.
Oh, it was staying?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going over on that. Definitely so, Joe...
Well, definitely. No, the starters, not Jobe. The
starters.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, it's just five starters. Okay. The five starters.
It froze again, by the way.
All right, the five starters.
Brayden's made like 4 3-pointers in this overtime.
Bye, Matt. I'll go over.
It's 86-71, and literally, Creighton's going to win by double digits in double overtime.
Nate rounded up to go over. I'll go over too. I'll go Nigel. So Nigel and Norchad, Matthew.
Okay.
That's true. That is true.
He's not a starter.
We gotta start the campaign, you know.
Was Katie Byard-Court and then Nate's burner? Was that Nate's burner?
I don't think it was a burner. I think it was a family member. 100% the person was from France. That I guarantee you. So,
plug my computer in.
As we wait for Matt to figure out what's going on with this computer, he has returned.
This is getting ridiculous, man.
Yep, that's why I think he'll stay. So I went 3, and I went Norchad, Nigel, and Matthew.
He could transfer again.
If he doesn't graduate, he can't leave without sitting.
A lot of the fan base is going to be angry if he does stay. He doesn't have a lot of fans.
Yeah, I know, because he transferred from Florida State.
So over under 2.5 staying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said under. I think Nigel for sure. I don't even know, man.
Creighton won.
I'll say Norchad. But I don't even feel it's one. Nigel 100%. Anyone else? I don't know.
I won't even say 100% with Nigel. I'll say like 80%.
Yeah, but he's like if you did a tier list, like he's way ahead of any of the other guys.
Right. I'd be surprised if he left. He's the only one that would surprise me.
I think I think Nate said it before. I think Nigel Stain will play a big influence on Norchad, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm losing confidence in him staying the more that this goes on, but also the longer this goes on, I don't know.
But it doesn't, so I will say they would be idiotic to say they're coming back at this point. They need to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They need to work out the money. They need an announcement that they've signed an NIL deal in conjunction with the I'm coming back for one more year. And the way you get paid the most, they have agents, obviously, that are handling this, is to fish for offers from other schools. You say you're coming back, you lose all your leverage. Both of them are out of NIL, their NIL deal this right now, just after the season. So they need to renegotiate that. They need to get paid. It's business. You don't lose your leverage.
It's going to be a very long offseason.
I think it'll happen pretty quickly after the tournament's over. They'll start looking. I think they'll shop around for offers anyway so that they have something to negotiate with, even if they want to stay. And sometimes that results in you leaving if you come back and we're like, okay. We're not going near that.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.